Good to see more people here tonight. As I was preparing the messages I have to share, a song kept on going through my head. But I was sure all of you knew the song. One time I was here a few years back for Chip and Gloria's wedding.
几年前我来参加一个弟兄姊妹的婚礼。
And this song was in the wedding.
然后这首歌就好像在那个地方。
But then I met a young person here tonight who doesn't know the song.
今天晚上我问一个年轻人，但是他并不知道这首歌。
And so I thought probably we should go over it one more time.
所以我想，也许我们应该再把这首歌唱一遍。
We're talking about the coming of the kingdom. Our burden is, are you ready for the kingdom come? How many of you know the song? Well, there we are. Yeah. I should get the whole row to sing, just to come up. Here's the way it goes. It's a country song. I think we can get away with it in Texas. Was the day in early spring by an ancient place I dwelt. Eliezer paused to rest his camel train. He had found the bright horizon here, the evening shadows fell, for his weary journey had no vision made. Oh, get ready, the evening shadows fall. Oh, you hear me? And some of you know how to clap it, but I didn't hear you sing. Now, I'm very thankful you made a clapping noise that sounds like the camel train. But you're supposed to sing like Rebecca. Okay, let's start again with verse 1. What's the day?
Thank you.
对新娘呼喊，来吧。
And this was the only sentence I've ever heard that is good whether you read from left to right or right to left.
这是唯一的一句话，你可以从左读到右，从右读到。
Must be very powerful, this statement, you know. Now we want to turn to Matthew chapter 24.
现在我们要继续翻回到马太福音二十四章。
When we share on the Gospel of Matthew, we share matters regarding the kingdom.
我们读到马太福音，我们就知道这是关于国度的事。
And in chapters 24 and 25, the king, Jesus, is talking about his return to take his kingdom.
二十四章、二十五章是我们的王耶稣在谈到他的国度和他的降。
The issue is not whether he will return. He will return for his kingdom.
问题不在于他是不是要回来，他一定要为了他的国度回来。
But the issue is, will we be ready when he returns?
问题是我们是不是预备好了当他回来的时候。
And our Lord gives us four parables which speak of the necessity for us to watch and be ready for his return.
我们的主给了我们四个比喻，让我们能够知道什么是这个预备一个根基。
We want to begin reading in chapter 24, verse 42.
我们要从二十四章第四十二节开始。
And we will read through chapter 25, verse 13.
我们要一直读到二十五章的十三节。
Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。
For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time?
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing when he comes.Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有。
But if that evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time, and he begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him.At an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces, and assign him a place with the hypocrites, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Then, notice the time marker, meaning when the king comes back.
那时这意味着那个天国王要回来。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish and five of them were wise.For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
那些聪明的童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the wise answered, No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
While they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Later the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, be ready, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
Our Father, we know that we have the Word of God as a sign to us of your love and the coming again of your Son.
我们的父亲，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语，我们有这个预兆，知道你的儿子要回来。
But we know when the stories are familiar, sometimes we don't catch their significance.
我们知道有些时候故事很熟悉，但是我们却没有办法明白它的意思。
That's why we ask that the Holy Spirit might be very present among us tonight in our hearts.
这是为什么今天晚上我们要祈求圣灵要在我们的心中来彰显你的同在。
Refresh our bodies, but especially our hearts, to hear what you would say to your people tonight.
更新我们的体力，但是特别的要来更新我们的灵。
We yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵来启示你的旨意。
That thy kingdom may come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
让你的国度能够降临，让你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We pray in the name of the precious King of Kings, Jesus Christ.
我们靠着宝贵的王，万王之王耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. We are talking about matters of the kingdom of heaven.
我们在这边交通到天国的事情。
These are things difficult to understand for many people.
对很多的人来讲，这是难以明白。
First of all, Matthew alone uses this phrase, the kingdom of the heavens, more properly in the plural, the kingdom of the heavens.
首先，马太是用一个复数来描述天国的一个人。
Now, Mark, Luke, and John do not use this phrase.
马可、路加还有约翰没有用这个词。
Now, why does Matthew use this phrase?
为什么马太要用这个词呢？
Well, we know the liberal scholarship tells us something that's true.
自由派的神学家告诉我们一些事情，也许是对的。
In the days of Jesus, when he was upon the earth, the Jewish rabbis often called the kingdom of the heavens.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，那个时候犹太的学者拉比们，他们就把神的国在地上称为天国。
Now, there's a reason they did.
他们这样做有一个原因。
It's because in their tradition, they were very reticent to use the word God.
因为在他们的传统里面，他们不愿意用神这个字。
And so rather than say the kingdom of God, they preferred to say kingdom of the heavens.
所以不要，他们不愿意说神的国，因此就说是天，诸天之国。
Now this is historically true.
历史上来讲，这是对的。
And it's one reason why Matthew, as he is preaching the gospel, to Jews,He refers to the kingdom of the heavens.
这是一个原因，为什么马太在向犹太人传福音的时候，他是用了这个诸天之国的福音。
But it's much deeper than that.
但是其实的这个意义更比这个要更加的深刻。
Matthew has discovered that Jesus is the king of the kingdom of the heavens.
马太认识到耶稣就是这个诸天之国的国王。
And secondly, therefore, he uses this phrase, kingdom of the heavens.As a description of the nature of this kingdom.
所以他用天国用来描述这个天诸天之国的这个国的属性。
You know, people are always looking for an outward kingdom.
人们都是在寻找一个外面看得见的国度。
The Jews were looking for an outward kingdom and an outward Messiah.
这个犹太人在寻求一个外面的国度和一个外面的弥赛亚。
But God's kingdom is by nature spiritual and heaven.
但是神的国在本质上来讲是属灵的，是属天。
And so those who are carnal and only look at things on the outside do not understand the kingdom of the heavens.
那些属肉体的仅仅看外面事物的人，他们没有办法明白属天的。
And so this is a description of the nature of the kingdom. It is heavenly. It is spiritual in nature.
所以这是说到天国的属灵的属天的实际实质。
And yet there's a third reason that Matthew uses this term kingdom of the heavens.
还有第三个原因，马太用这个词诸天之国。
It's because when Jesus came and proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom, there was a mystery in this.
因为当主耶稣来宣传天国的福音的时候，有一个奥秘跟他相伴。
There is a mystery regarding the kingdom of the heavens, which is not seen by the naked eye, nor understood by the human mind.
靠我们的肉眼，靠我们人的智力，我们没有办法明白这个属天之国的奥秘。
What is that mystery of the kingdom?
这个天国的奥秘到底是什么
？Jesus is the king.
耶稣是这个王。
You remember when Peter said, "Thou art the King, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
记得彼得他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus blessed him because he had received the revelation regarding the kingdom.
主耶稣就祝福他，因为他接到了这个属天的启示，关于基督的国。
Now you and I can study our Bibles all day and all night.
我们可以整日整夜的来读我们的圣经。
But if you do not know that Jesus is the King, you will not understand the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果你不明白耶稣就是国王，你就没有办法明白天国。
It's the key to understanding the kingdom.
是用来明白天国奥秘的钥匙。
Because everything in the King's kingdom is a reflection of who he is.
因为这个天国的一切都是来彰显天国国王的属性。
And so, when Jesus preached the kingdom of the heavens, he had to speak of the mysteries of the kingdom.
所以当主来传讲天国的福音的时候，他要来讲这个奥秘。
We mentioned one of the mysteries last night.
昨天晚上我们讲到其中的一个奥秘。
The preaching of the kingdom was, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is at hand."
昨天晚上讲到一个传道就是说天国近了。
And we know that this phrase "at hand" means that the kingdom is both here.And it's not here yet.
我们昨天晚上解释到天国近了的含义，就是天国已经来了，但是还没有完全的到。
When the disciples' eyes were opened that Jesus was the King, they saw that the kingdom was here.
当门徒们的眼睛被打开，他们看见耶稣就是说国王已经在这个地方的时候，他们知道王国已经来了。
But when they looked around, they could see that the kingdom was not here completely yet.
当他们看周围的景象的时候，他们知道这个天国还没有完全的到。
Anybody who lives in the kingdom lives in two time zones.
每一个住在天国的人，我们生活在两个时区。
The kingdom is now, and the kingdom is not yet.
就一个就是天国就是现在，另外就是天国还没有完全到。
John expressed this mystery of the kingdom.
约翰也是在说到这个奥秘。
You remember as an example when he was talking to the woman at the well.
你记得当我们的主跟一个妇人在井边谈话。
And he began to speak of true worship.
他在那边说到什么是真实的敬拜。
And he used this phrase.
他用到这样的一句话。
The hour is coming, and now is.
时候将到，如现今就是。
Now do you see that? The hour is coming, that's future. And now is, that's present.
你注意到他说时候将到，这是将来时，然后现在就是。
When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.For such the Father seeks to worship.
一个真实的敬拜就是在灵和真实里的你的敬拜，父要这样的人敬拜他。
So the kingdom has this element to it.
所以这个国度有这样的一个因素在。
And even when Jesus left this earth to go back,
当主耶稣离开地回到天堂的时候
，we find ourselves living in this period of time.
我们发现我们自己生活在这样一段时间的里面。
And what is the reality of this time?
这个时间，这段时间的这个本质是什么呢
？The king is here now.
这个王，这位王现在就在这里。
Everyone who is submitted and obedient under the throne of the king knows the king is here right now.
每一位把自己完全奉献、交托给这位国王的人，我们就知道国度现在就在这里。
And yet we're waiting for his coming.
然而我们仍然在等候他回来。
We live in that mystery.
我们就活在这个奥秘的里面。
We say, Lord, I thank you that you're here, but I wish you would come here.
我们说主啊，我们感谢你在这个地方，但是我们实在盼望你回来。
That's why the world thinks we're a little bit strange.
这是为什么世界世人看我们有一点点奇怪。
And when Jesus began to speak parables and messages regarding the kingdom, the people thought he was a little strange.
所以当主耶稣用比喻来讲到天国的事情的时候，人们觉得他有点点奇怪。
But thank God,
但是感谢神
，Matthew understood.
马太明白所有这一切。
And so you know in the Gospel of Matthew, there's 5 different teaching sections.
所以我们知道马太福音一共有五处的关于基督的教训。
And in each of these teaching sections, Matthew takes us through and helps us understand the mysteries regarding the kingdom.
所以一处一处的用了五处，然后马太让我们能够明白天国的奥秘。
You know these 5 sections.
你们知道一共有五处的讲论。
Chapters 5-7, this is the so-called Sermon on the Mount.
第五到第七章，这是登山宝训。
What a mystery to be.
对人来讲是一个何等的奥秘。
Our brother Christian Chen.
我们陈其贞弟兄。
When he speaks on this matter,
当他在讲到这一段讲到这件国度的事情
he tells everybody that Jesus preached that the kingdom was an upside down cake.
所以他说当主耶稣讲到国度的时候，他是说到这个国度像一个打翻了的一个蛋糕。
Everything is upside down.
所有的事情都是颠倒过来的。
You see, in this kingdom of the heavens, the poor are rich, the weak are strong.
你看，在天国里头，穷的人是富有的，这些软弱的人是刚强的。
Those who mourn are happy.
那些哀哭的人，他们是喜乐。
Those who are persecuted rejoice.
那些受逼迫的人，他们很喜乐。
The least are the greatest.
最小的就是最大的。
The last are the first.
最后的就是在前的。
What an upside down kingdom.
这是一个上面下面颠倒的一个国度。
Now, how did Matthew figure this out?
马太怎么能够明白这件事？
Because he bowed before the king one day in his tax booth and began to follow Jesus.
这是因为有一天在他收税的税官上，他拜倒在这位国王的脚下来跟从了他。
And on the very first day of his discipleship, he learned the upside down principle.
就在他第一天接受主的时候，他就学习，他就认识了这个原则。
If you look at Matthew chapter 9,
如果你看马太福音第九章的话
，you see the story of Jesus calling Matthew from the tax booth.
你就看见主耶稣呼召税吏马太。
And you'll notice this is in verse 9, and then later on, Matthew holds a big feast for Jesus and then invites his friend.
在马太福音第九章第九节，我们就看见，然后他就在他们家为耶稣大摆筵席。
But the Pharisees complain, saying Jesus eats with sinners.
然后这些法利赛人就在那边抱怨说，耶稣与罪人同吃。
This is what Jesus said, verses 12 and 13.
第十二节、第十三节，听耶稣怎么说
？But when Jesus heard this, he said, "It's not that those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous but sinners."
耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪。”
Now, did you catch the upside down?
你没有注意到这个次序的颠倒。
Jesus calls sinners.
耶稣来呼召罪人。
The Pharisees call the righteous.
这些法利赛人他们在找义人。
Jesus says, "My kingdom, I don't call the righteous. I call sinners."
耶稣说，我的国度，我来寻找罪人，我不是来找义人。
Everything's upside down.
所有的事情次序都是颠倒过来的。
When we study it further, we also see it's not only upside down; it's inside out.
我们继续往下读的时候，我们发现不仅是上下次序的颠倒，而且是里外的翻过来。
For the Jews and the law are an outward righteousness, but Jesus says, "No, no, no! I say to you, from your heart are the real decisions of righteousness, and then out from your righteous heart comes righteous action."
这些犹太人、律法师，他们就追求外面的称义，但是主耶稣说，不，要从心里边来，因着你心里边的义，你就活出这个公义。
And we also know then that the second teaching section is chapter 10.
然后我们就知道第二处的教训是在第十章。
Before he sends out his disciples to the villages to preach the gospel, he teaches them regarding the matters of the kingdom.
当他把十二个门徒差遣出去之前，他就在给他们讲论关于天国的事。
Now there's many mysteries in this chapter, but I only say one.
有很多的奥秘在这一章里头，但是我只想提到一点。
The basis of their service is this.
他们服事的根基是这个。
Freely you have received, freely give.
你们白白的得来，也要白白的给出去。
Then when we come to chapter 13, we find the third teaching section.
然后第三处的教训就是在第十三章。
And if you'll turn there, in chapter 13, we read the verses last night, verse 11.
我们昨天晚上已经读到了第十三章第十一节。
To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted.
耶稣说，天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Now the disciples are discovering that Jesus is the king.
然后门徒知道耶稣是国王。
Now that makes them very happy.
让他们感觉很兴奋。
But it also causes many problems.
当然也造成了很多的问题。
And because they know Jesus is the king, now they have many problems.
现在他们知道耶稣是王，所以他们产生了很多的问题。
And Jesus explains what's going on as he shares these parables.
然后耶稣就用这些比喻来跟他们分享。
Jesus is sowing the seed of the word of God, but only 25% of the people are a good friend.
耶稣在那边撒神国的种子，但是只有25%的人能够在那边接受。
But surely, if Jesus is the King, he can make us 100% good friends.
只有25%的土是好土，当然他是国王，应该可以让100%的土都成为好土。
And then Jesus says, "When I sow the seed, and the wheat falls in the ground." The devil comes in and puts tares next to the wheat. And next thing you know, you have a group of people, there's wheat and there's tares, won't make sense.
所以当主把 好种子撒下去了以后，仇敌也来撒败子，所以我们就看见有一种混杂掺杂的形式。
So they say, but Jesus, you're the king. You know the ones who are the fakers. Pull them out. But Jesus says, no.
他说主啊，你是王，所以你知道谁是假冒的，你可以把他拉出来。
Where Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of God is like a loaf of bread, and somebody stuck some leaven in there. Now, it's all going crazy.
天国就好像一团发面，然后有些人就把一些酵放在里头，然后这个面就发起来。
Or the farmer had a little mustard seed, put it in the ground. Up comes Jack and the beanstalk. Mustard tree, much too big, because the man is putting the man-made fertilizer on
it. 把一个芥菜种子撒在地里头，然后这个芥菜种子就长得很大，因为农夫撒了一些特别的肥料。
So if he's the king, how come all these problems?
如果他是王，为什么会产生这么多的问题？
Mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
What is the mystery of the king?
这是这个国度的奥秘。
You know what it is?
你知道这是什么吗？
Even though sometimes the outward appearance looks as if everything is divided and falling apart.
有些时候从外表来看，好像每一件事情都在那边分崩离析。
Yet God is in sovereign control.
但是神却在那边主导掌权。
Even when Jesus went to the cross, God was in sovereign control.
甚至当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，我们的神仍然在那边掌权。
When things are difficult in your lives, God is in sovereign control.
当你遇见困在你的生活中间遇见困难处的时候，神仍然在那边掌权。
Because this is the kingdom of mystery to us.
这是对我们来讲，实在这个国度是个奥秘。
Now you become a Christian.
现在你遇见一个基督徒。
You enter the kingdom of God.
你现在成为一个基督徒，进到天国里。
And you say, oh, I'm so glad now. Everything will be happy, no more problems.
你说我会很高兴，现在我不会再有问题了。
And when you're a little baby Christian, it's like when you go to McDonald's, they have that little playground for the children. They go and have a wonderful time.
你刚成为基督徒的时候，就好像你来到麦当劳的那个游乐场一样，你就可以去有一个很好的时间。
But we find out God loves us so much.
但是我们发现神如此的爱我们。
And he starts to shake us.
他就开始来震动我们。
And he starts to decrease us.
他就来开始让我们降卑。
And our trouble begins to increase.
然后我们遇见的难处就开始增多。
Our self-confidence starts going down.
我们自信心就开始降低。
When we were young, we asked God things in prayer, and he answered immediately. Now we ask God in prayer, he says, wait.
那我们年轻的时候，我们问神，神，我们求问神，神马上就回答。现在在我们祷告的时候，神说，等着，等着，等着。
We said, what's the matter with this kingdom? I'm a servant of the kingdom, everything's going wrong.
到底出了什么事情？我是这个天国的仆人，现在为什么事情全都出了问题？
Oh, but God has a sovereign plan, much better. bigger than we understand.
但是神有他主宰的一个计划，超过我们所能明白理解。
So when Jesus tells these mysteries of the kingdom,
当耶稣讲到天国的奥秘的时候，
you know, when he goes inside, he's talking to his disciples alone, away from the public.
当他进到屋子里面跟他的门徒单独交谈的时候，
he says, "Let me tell you a mystery."
所以说我来告诉你们一个奥秘。
Inside this world, there are people who are precious to the king.
在这个世界里面，有一些的人，他们在神的眼里边看为珍宝。
They're like treasure in the field.
他们就像地里边的那个宝藏一样。
And the king is willing to give his life to get that treasure out of the ground, and that treasure is you.
这个王愿意付出他的生命的代价来找到这个珍宝，那个珍宝就是你。
And then he shared the parable of the pearl, the great price.
然后他就分享到这个关于重价珍珠的比喻。
Now we love the song, "I found the pearl of greatest price," and we sing about Jesus.
我们很喜欢这首诗歌，唱到这个无价的珍宝，这是指到主耶稣说。
I'm glad you like that song.
我很高兴你们喜欢这首歌。
Because Jesus likes it even more.
因为耶稣更加的喜欢。
Because that parable is about the church, his pearl, his bride.
因为这个珍珠是说到他心中的宝贝，就是教会，就是他愿意付出重价来买。
So do not be afraid, little flock.
所以你们这一小群，小小的一群，不要害怕。
God loves you and desires that you have His kingdom.
神爱你们，神愿意你们得到他的。
When we come to chapter 18, there he teaches about relationships.
我们来到十八章，他在这边教训到我们人际的关系。
There's much to be taught on this. I think our brother Christian, he takes 26 weeks, 4 hours of each week to just explain these things.
我们的陈弟兄要花26个礼拜，要专门讲到这些关系。
I always give you bird's eye view, the quick version.
我只说给你们一个鸟看，一个很快的纵览。
But all the relations in the kingdom of God are found only in His presence.
所有在神国度里面的人际关系都是要在神的面前，神的同在。
That's a wonderful mystery.
这是一个非常奇妙的奥秘。
But we have to come to chapter 24 and 25.
我们必须来到24和25章。
These parables that have to do with the time between his first and his second coming.
这个地方讲到短短的这段时间，在他第一次和第二次来之间。
And again, there's a mystery going on.
再一次，这边又有一些奥秘。
Because everything.After Jesus dies and goes to heaven, is going to crumble upon this earth. Everything's going to crumble.
当主耶稣复活升天以后，这个地上所有的事情都要一直败坏下去。
All that the apostles and disciples held precious is going to crumble.
所有这些门徒使徒们他们看为宝贝的东西，最后都要被毁坏。
The temple's going to crumble.
这个圣殿要被拆毁。
Jerusalem's going to crumble.
耶路撒冷城。要被毁坏。
Their whole religion, Judaism, is going to crumble.
整个的犹太教的宗教要被拆毁。
They're going to be scattered about the earth.
他们要被分散到世界各地。
There's going to be earthquakes.
也要有地震。
War, famine.
灾祸，战争。
When they go from place to place, they're going to be persecuted.
当他们到不同的地方的时候，都要遭到逼迫。
There're going to be many false Christs who stand up and say, "I am the Christ. Follow me."
也有很多的假冒的基督来说，你们我是基督，你们来跟从我。
Oh, now that Jesus has won his victory and waits to come back, this whole earth is going to shake from now until he comes.
当主在回来之前，这个整个世界要被神来震动。
Now the disciples, they want to know the sign of his coming because they don't like the shake.
这些门徒们，他们不愿意这些震动，所以他们就问主求一个兆头。
So you know, if you know when something's going to happen, it's not so bad.
你知道当有些事情发生，也许不是什么坏事。
If you go to the dentist and he says now it's going to really hurt, but 30 seconds, then it's going to be okay.
你到牙医那边，他说现在大概30秒钟的时间，你要受一点痛苦，然后就没问题了。
Now you can take it.
你可以忍受。
If a little child gets in the car and says, "Are we there yet?" To get to San Marcos.
孩子在车里面说：“我们到了吗？到了 San Marcos 了吗
？”It's so painful sitting in the car.
他们坐在车里面实在是受罪。
You say, "Oh no, but two more hours."
你说不，我还要走两个小时。
Then they say they want to get out. Go to bed.
然后他们说他们想去上厕所。
Now they persecute you.
他们就开始来逼迫你。
But you see, if you know when something's going to stop, you can bear it, you know.
你知道这个事情会终止，所以你有时候不太
烦。So the apostles, they want to know some kind of time frame.
所以这些门徒们，他们想知道大概关于时间上有一个轮廓。
So we looked last night that Jesus began to speak about various signs.
所以昨天晚上我们看见耶稣就开始讲论到一些预兆。
But although these signs are indications that his coming is nearer and nearer,
这些预兆表明主耶稣的再来已经越来越近。
In the end, he gave his disciples no sign.
到最后，其实他给他的门徒没有任何的兆。
He said, "Watch."And be ready. You do not know the hour, and I'm not going to tell because I don't know the hour.
主耶稣最后就说到，你们要警醒，要预备，因为我也不知道我要来的那个时辰。
We have another mystery there, don't we?
我们在这边有另外的一个奥秘。
Our Lord has gone away.
我们的主已经去了。
But the mystery is He wants to come back for you.
但是这个。奥秘就是他想为着我们回来。
He loves us so much.
他是这样的爱我。
And he's coming closer and closer every day.
他在每一天都在越来越近的要回到我们中间。
Your salvation is nearer today than when you first believed.
你的 得救赎的日子要比你刚得救的 那一天要近。
And our king is coming and he's even in the door.
我们的王已经回来了，他甚至就在门口了。
He's getting closer.
他已经更加的近。
Isn't this amazing?
这是不是很让人惊奇的？
We have a king who is pursuing us.
我们有一个王，他来追求我。
But are we ready? And are we pursuing him?
那我们是不是预备好了呢？我们是不是在追随他呢？
In these parables that he speaks,
在他讲的这几个比喻里，
we see that there's a connection, there's a continuation in these four parables.
我们看见这四个比喻里面，它们中间有一个连贯的意思。
There's four characteristics of these parables that are in common.
我们看见有四个特点。
If you look there, chapter 24, 25, you can see this.
这四个比喻有四个共同的特点。第二十四章那边。
The four parables are the parable of the steward of the house, which we read in chapter 24, beginning in verse 45.
第四十五节二十四章这边讲到这个管家的仆人。
The second parable is the parable of the ten virgins.
第二个是关于十个童女的比喻。
We'll try to look at these two tonight.
我们今天晚上要看这两个比喻。
And the third parable is the parable of the talents in chapter 25, beginning verse 14.
第二十五章十四节开始是关于才干的比喻。
And then finally the parable of the judgment in chapter 25, verse 31.
最后二十五章三十一节开始关于这个审判的。
Now there's four characteristics of these parables.
关于这些比喻有四个特点。
And they all four have the same theme.
所有的四个比喻都有一个共同的主题。
Never lose sight of the theme of the parables.
千万不要忽略了这个中心的意思，中心的思想。
Even if our interpretations vary, that's okay.
甚至当我们对这些比喻的解释有不一样都可以。
But do not lose the major point of the parable.
但是一定不要不看见这些主要的点。
And each of these four speaks of this. Be ready. You do not know when he's coming.
这四个比喻都说到一件事情，第一就是我们要预备好，因为我们不知道我们的主人什么时候。
Now here's the four characteristics of these parables.
下面就是这四个特点。
All four of these stories have an apparently absent Lord.
在这四个比喻里面都有一个没有看见的这个主人。
In the first parable, the head of the man who owns his house goes away and leaves the house in the care of the servants.
在第一个比喻里面，这个主人离开家了，然后就把这个家交给管家们、仆人们来管理。
In the second parable of the ten virgins, the bridegroom is away and somehow delayed.
第二个比喻里边，这个新郎推延迟回来。
In the third parable of the talents, The businessman, before he leaves town and goes away on a trip, gives some money to three of his slaves to do business while he's gone.
第三个财办的比喻，这位主人也是把他的钱财交给他的仆人，然后他就走。
And then the fourth parable, we see that it begins with the Son of Man coming back and taking his throne after a period of absence.
第四个比喻，我们看见人子在他的荣耀里降临，经过了一段时间的不在这个地方。
So we know that all four of these parables are speaking about that time between the first coming of Jesus and his second.
所以我们就知道这四个比方都是说到主耶稣第一次来和他第二次再回来之间的这一段时间。
He appears to be absent right now, away at the throne of God.
现在看起来好像他离开不在我们这边，他在天上，在神的宝座的右边。
Now the second characteristic of all four stories in common.
这第二个四个比方都有的共同特点。
The people in the parable have apparently free time.To be responsible and do what they're supposed to do.
在这里边，这些人他们好像有这样的一个自由的时间和自由的意志来支取他们如何使用这个时间。
After the Lord gives his instruction, he goes away.
当主给了他们指示以后，他就离开了。
Now they have some freedom.
现在他们可以有他们的时间。
Well, when's he coming back?
他什么时候回来呢？
I don't know.
他们不知道。
Maybe I can watch a little television first.
也许我可以先看看电视。
Maybe I can play a little football first.
也许我可以先打打足球。
I don't know when he's coming.
我不知道他什么时候回来。
I have free time.
我有这些空余的时间。
I must be faithful.
我必须要很忠心。
But I am left pretty much to do what I should do.
但是呢，我也被给予这个自由，可以做我所想做的事。
The third point in common.
第三个共同的特点。
There's a sudden return of the Lord and an accounting of what you've been doing.
有一个突然的回来，就是主人回来，然后我们每个人都要交账。
Every one of these people were caught off guard. Nobody was ready. Nobody thought it was that.
没有一个人知道在这个时刻回来，每一个人在这个时候都很吃惊他回来了。
Suddenly the Lord comes back and says, okay, what did you do?
突然主人回来了，就说好，你在做什么？
And then the fourth characteristic in common.
第四个共同的特点
，The Lord handed out rewards and shame.
就把奖赏和羞和惩罚羞耻的惩罚给了他。
Rewards for the faithful one.
对那些
shame for the unfaithful.
那些忠心的神就给他们奖赏，那些不忠心的神就让他们受苦。
And these parables are explaining this exhortation, watch, be ready, for I am coming at an hour that you do not expect.
这四个比喻都是用来激励我们要预备好，因为我们不知道主人什么时候。
Now every time the kingdom comes to revelation, it is revealed in the word of God, there is always this matter of rewards and punishment.
每一次当圣经启示到关于国度的时候，都会告诉我们关于奖赏和受惩罚的事情。
But the church has not always taken this matter seriously.
但是教会并不总是来很严肃地对待这个问题。
But when we read these parables, we see that there's wonderful reward, but there's also potential of great loss if we're not ready.
我们每次读到的时候，我们就知道不但有美好的奖赏，而且也有非常可怕的惩罚，如果没有预备。
Let's look at the two stories.
所以今天晚上我们就来看这两个故事。
What does it mean to be ready?
到底什么是预备好呢？
Now perhaps this exhortation has already frightened you.
也许这样的一个激励已经让你感到很害怕。
You say, oh, I better be ready.
也许你说，哦，我要赶紧的预备好，赶紧预备好。
There was a famous Bible preacher on the radio.And he gave 86 reasons that Jesus was coming back in 1986.
有一个很著名的电视布道家，他给了86个理由，为什么主耶稣在1986年要回来。
And people who trusted this Bible teacher became frightened and worried and began to sell their businesses and losing. Because he said it would happen Feast of Tabernacles in October 1986.
很多的人就很惊慌，他就开始卖东西，因为他说的很准确，就是在那个祝棚节的1986年这个事情要发生。
1986 I was not such an old dinosaur as I am now. I worked with young people back in those days.
1986年我还没有那么老，所以我跟年轻人在一起。
Strange to say, I began to get phone calls from teenagers who are crying, saying, I gotta get ready, I gotta get ready. It's October 1986.
所以那个时候我就收到一些年轻人给我打电话，哭着说我必须要预备好，因为1986年的十月份就要回来。
Some of them confess their sin to their parents.
很多的孩子向他们的父亲、父母亲忏悔他们的罪。
Some of them repay their friends for money they stole out of their friends' wallet.
有些人把他们偷朋友的钱还回去。
They all began to study their Bible all day long.
每个人都整天在那边读他们的圣经。
How do we get ready?Well, I got no phone calls in November 1986. The threat was over. And these young people who caught a little bit of religious fever got over the fever and went back to their normal life. Okay, but now how do we get ready? Some of us begin to think, you know, one thing, I need to read my Bible a lot more.
有一天我会更多的来读我的圣经。
And maybe I'm going to graduate from college, but I shouldn't take a job because he's coming back so soon. I got to get ready.
也许我刚从大学毕业，但是我不能找工作，因为我必须要预备好。
Or even though I have a master's degree in computer science, you know, I just want to be garbage collector. So we can be ready.
虽然我有这个电脑的这个硕士学位，但是呢，我就是想收垃圾。
Jesus may come back, so I must take a mission trip down to Venezuela.
耶稣要回来了，所以我必须要出去传道。我要到Venezuela 去传道。
You should not go to Venezuela right now.
现在不应该去这个国家。
But people would say, "Oh, this I have to get ready this way, this way."
所以人们会说，我应该这样做那样做来预备好。
Well, these four stories give us some direction in how to be ready.
这四个比方比喻告诉我们一个方向，如何的来预备好。
Let's look at the first two.
我们来看第一个。
There in verse 45 of chapter 24.
24:45.
Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give him their food at the proper time?
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们？
Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes.
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有。
Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有。
That's a wonderful reward, isn't it?
这实在是一个太好的一个奖赏。
But if the evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards,The master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect it. At an hour which he does not know, he will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人病来的迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人来，就重重的处罚他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪。在那里必要哀哭切齿。
You see that there was great loss.
我们看见一个巨大的损失。
And this picture is not a picture that most of us understand today. We don't have servants in our household, but we can imagine it.
今天我们大多数人没有家里边没有仆人，所以我们不一定很能够明白。
Now when the master of the home is there,
当这个家的主人在那边的时候
，everything runs smooth.
每一件事情都运转得非常的平稳。
The master goes out to work and as he's getting into his Rolls Royce, he says, "Oh, Mr. Gardner, you did a wonderful job with the road."
所以当这个主人坐着他的轿车要去上班的时候，他就会对这个园丁说：“你的工作你做得很好。”
And when he gets home, he says, "Bring the butler in here. That was a wonderful chicken dish."
然后当他回到家里边的时候，他就要把那个侍者叫来说：“你做的这个菜很好。”
And he says to the
the chambermaid who changes his bed and cleans up his bedroom. Oh, those sheets smell so fresh. What's the detergent?
他把他收拾他床铺的侍女叫过来说，你做的这个床，打扫这个床香味很好，你是用什么的香料？
And everyone in the household, we picture this big house, maybe there's 15 servants, and they're all doing their best to please the master.
一个很大的房屋，也许有15个仆人，他们在那边把各样事情做得很好，来讨他们主人的欢心。
But then the master goes away.
然后这个主人就要离开一段时间。
Now things change a little bit.
现在情况就有了改变。
Now maybe if this is a newly formed household and the servants are still enjoying their job, everything's okay.
也许这是一个新建的家，那这些仆人们都还很喜欢他们的工作，事情也许还不错。
But once you have been the butler for 10 years, it's the same butlering all the time.
And
the king's not around.
现在这个王不在。
And so the cook says, you know what, I'm going to fix them some Chinese instant noodles.
这个厨师说，你知道吗？我想做一点中国的这个方便面。
It's only the servants. They can't tell quality dim sum,
like I think.
Now the chambermaid doesn't change the bed every day. And the gardener may let the weeds go in. And then because the master's not around, they start to fight with each other.
然后因为主人不在，他们彼此之间就开始征战。
Now here we have the universal problem of the difference of wages.
然后我就看见有这个不同工资，因为不同工资所造成的。
And not only that, but there is always a servant above you who is pushing you around and thinks he's a big boss.
总有另外一个级别比你高一点的仆人要来管束你，然后要来作为你的老板。
Now even during this time, the head of the house guy decides he has so much time, he goes downtown to the pub and starts drinking because they have a beautiful big 60-inch sports TV there. He'd like you to see the Astros. And just in the middle of the whole thing, the master comes back.
就在他们这样做的时候，突然家主回来。
Oh, weeds in the garden.
看见杂草在园子里。What's this ramen and noodles?
Why is there dust on my bed?
为什么我的床上有这么多的灰尘？
Ah, but there was one servant there who was supposed to put the flowers in every day. And she put the flowers in every day. Beautiful flowers in the vase. That's her little job.
就有一个仆人在那边，他的工作就是要把花放在花瓶里，每天都换新花，他还做得很好。And
so she received the reward.
所以他就得到了奖赏。But
the wicked servants were thrown out of the house.
其他这些恶仆们就被赶出这里了。Now
this is obviously a lesson for us.
这对我们实在是一个教训。How
do you treat others in the church of God, his house, while the master?
当主人不在的时候，你如何对待教会里边其他的弟兄姊妹？
It's one thing if we sent the master here and everybody does their part, whether you evangelize, whether you do church administration, whether you work with the children in the Sunday school.
如果主人在这边的话，无论你是传福音的，你是在服侍儿童的，你是在做管理的，这都挺好。
But how about when your serving gets old? Does it get routine?
如果你的服事慢慢慢慢变得陈旧，成为一个惯例，
perhaps you lose your patience with your fellow workers, you snap at them, you argue with them.
也许你对你的同伴失去了耐心，你就开始跟他们来争吵。
And you know, there is no household of God where the servants don't complain about the elders.
你知道，几乎没有一个教会，这些仆人们不抱怨他们的长老。
And so people start fussing and complaining. And divide.
总有人就要开始在那边发牢骚抱怨，然后就开始来造成一些纷争。
Now that is a house that's not ready for kingdom come.
这样的一个家，这样的一个教会就没有预备好迎接国度。
Well, let's take the positive side and ask, how can we be ready?
让我们来谈一谈这个正面的一些东西，我们怎么样子能够预备好？
Do we have to stay up all night and never go to sleep so we're ready in case he comes?
我们是不是不能睡觉，整夜的在这边等候，要防止他来？
No.
不用。
But you need to serve God in His house faithfully.
但是我们要在他的家里边忠心的服侍。
It's like the woman who puts the roses in the vase faithfully every day.
就像这位妇女，她把这个花每天都插在，把这个某一个花每天插在花瓶里。
She was just a little servant. She had to polish the silverware and put the flowers, just a few smaller details.
她不过是一个小仆人，她每天就做这么一点点的事情，不过就是插插花瓶，然后把花插进去。
But every day she took a piece of paper.And listed what she needs to do.
但是每天她会拿出一张纸来，把她要做的事情写下。
And the first thing she put on the paper is, "Now the master is coming back today."
第一件事情她会写下来的时候，写下来的就是今天主人会回来。
I want to fix things up so he'll be happy.
我愿意把所有的事情都办好，让他高兴。
So I'm going to polish the silver.
所以我就要来把银器都擦好。
Because he'll use it tonight.
因为他今天晚上会用它。
I'll put the best flowers in the box.
我把最好的花插进花瓶。
Because I know he's coming back and he loves the roses.
因为我知道他今天晚上，他今天要回来，他喜欢玫瑰。
And everything this little servant did.
每一件事情，这位小仆人做。
She did with the eye of the return for master.
他都是在预备的，这位主人今天就要回来。
Now we are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
Now there's many ministries and many services.We are to render one to another as members of that body.
作为这个肢体的作为这个身体的肢体，我们每个人都要尽功用彼此的服侍。
But the master is not happy with those who just fulfill their obligations in a cursory way.
我们的主人不会高兴，如果我们只是在那边敷衍了事的把我们的一些责任尽到。
Indeed, the Lord is looking for servants who do everything to the glory of God.
只是用那些为一切都是为着神的荣耀而服侍的人。
And any service they render as unto the Lord.
每一件服侍都是在服侍主。
No matter how small your job, top quality.
无论你的责任是什么，工作是什么，你都是尽最大的努力，拿出最好的质量。
You're ready.
那这样的话，你就预备好。
Can you tell me that you give top quality service?
你可不可以告诉我，在你每一项服事里面，你都做得最好呢
？If you do, I know why you do.
如果你是这样的话，我知道你为什么这样做。
Because you believe the Lord is coming back at any time.
因为你相信主在任何时候都有可能回来。
Listen to this little phrase.
听听他所说的这样一句话。
Blessed is the slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes.
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有。
When he comes back, is he going to see you functioning as a member of the body of Christ?
当他回来的时候，是不是看见你作为一个肢体在为这个身体尽功用？
Now I want to issue a warning.
我在这个地方也要发出一个警告。
We have many brothers and sisters here.
我们有很多的弟兄姊妹。
But I'm not sure that everyone is serving God.
我不肯定每一个人都在服侍主。
And when the master comes,
当主人回来的时候
，you will suffer a loss that will make you weep and weep and weep.
你会受到很大的损失，让你在那边哭，哀哭切齿。
Your potential is only discovered as you serve the Lord.
你的潜力能够被发现，只是当你愿意在小事上来服侍主。
But if you are somebody shrewd and you avoid serving,
如果你是一个很聪明、很狡猾的人，你想千方百计逃避服侍。
You're just a spectator in the church.
如果你只是一个在教会里边在那些沉思默想的人
，I'm sorry, but your rewards will be shameful.
我很遗憾地告诉你，你的奖赏就是一个羞辱。
Now the Lord is not wanting you to make $1 million.
当然神不会期待你去挣一百万。
Some have already made it.
有些人已经挣了一百万。
The Lord wants whatever He gives you to do, for you to do with all your heart. That's up to Him.
神让你无论做什么，都像是为着他做的，而且是做到最后。
When we come before the judgment seat, our brother was talking about this morning.
当我们来到神的审判宝座前的时候，我们的弟兄今天早上提到。
The issues will be, what are you doing in your heart?
这个问题就是，你到底在用你的心在做什么？
Notice verse 48.
看四十八节。
The evil slave says in his heart, "That's where the problem is."
那个恶仆心里说，这就是那个问题。
We want to also just look at the parable of the 10 virgins.
我们也要看一下十个童女的比喻。
Now, in order to do that, we need to clear up a few things.
为了要解释这个比喻，我们需要来先澄清几个问题。
Let's read it again and listen closely to what it says.
我们要再次来读过一遍，让我们仔细的听到底他在说什么。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时，天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish, five of them were wise.For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, you see the master is away for a period.
新郎迟延的时候，我们现在看见这个主人他离开了一段时间。
They all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
他们都打盹睡着。半夜有人喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourself."
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came.And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert, then. You do not know the day nor the hour."
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了，同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Now the first thing we need to see is that this is not a parable regarding the wedding feast of the Lamb and his bride.
我们要知道的第一件事情就是这个比喻不是说到这个新郎的婚宴。
This is just the story of a happy wedding feastand some virgins who've been invited. You see, these ten, this man is not marrying 10 virgins and making them brides.
我们要知道，这个只是十个童女被邀请去参加一个婚宴，而不是说这个新郎要娶十个童女。
But these are some who are being invited to a tremendous, joyous feast, which is a picture of what happens when the kingdom comes into this earth.
是有十个童女被邀请去参加一个非常喜乐的一个婚宴。这是说到当国度来到的时候的一个情形。
Now the second matter that we need to look at is this problem of who are the foolish virgins.
第二个问题我们要来看一下，谁是这些愚拙的？
Now if you disagree with me from my view, you can be wrong, that's okay.
如果你们不同意我的解释，你们也可能会错，这是可以，这没问题。
Or it could be that I am wrong.
当然也我也可能会错。
But I know the point of the story.
但是我知道这个故事他要说的是什么。
Be ready.
要预备好。
Charles Spurgeon, as an example,
司布真举了一个例子。
It preaches a very famous sermon regarding these virgins.
关于这些童女，他有一个非常著名的讲道。
And he says that the five wise virgins are indeed five real Christians, and the five foolish virgins are five who thought they were Christians, professing Christians, but they weren't.
他说到这五个聪明的童女是五个真的基督徒，那五个愚拙的童女是五个自称为是基督徒。
Now, many, many preachers have this viewpoint regarding the virgins.
有很多很多的传道人，他们关于这五个童女是有这样的一个看法。
And they are taking their lead from the reformers, like Luther.
他们是从这些改革派的神改革的神学家那边得到的这个观念。
But you see, in the Reformation.The reformers did not have light as to the distinction between the church and the kingdom. They just thought it was all the same.
我们知道，在改革的那个时候，那些改革中的神学家，他们并没有这样的光可以看见教会和信徒之间的这个分别。
Well, we can say in a general way that the church and the kingdom are the same.
关于教会和国度之间这个分别，但是一般说来，我们会可以说教会就是这个。
But technically, the kingdom is larger than the church.
但是严格的意义上来讲的话，这个国度要超过教会。
Just as one example, the kingdom also includes angels.
比如说，这个国度也包括天使。
But they didn't have light, the reformers, and so the kingdom and the church were the same.
所以对那些改革的神学家来讲，他们那个时候觉得教会和这个国度就是一个东西。
Now you can understand why.
我们可以明白为什么。
Because in those days, the reformers were fighting against this, this church, the Catholic Church, that they saw as the false prophet and the antichrist.
我们知道在那个时候宗教改革的这些人，他们在跟一个巨大的一个国度，就是这个天主教在里面征战，他们认为他是敌基督。
But you'll notice that many hymns written by, in this kind of light, even as we sang tonight, the song our brother now knows.
我们知道有很多的诗歌，我们唱的就是包括今天晚上我们所唱的这首诗歌。
In this hymn he says, I love thy kingdom, Lord, and then talks about the church.
这边他说到我爱你的国度主，但是他这边说到的是教会。
But in the 19th century, the Lord began to reveal this truth, recover this truth regarding the kingdom as something apart from the church.
在十九世纪的时候，神就开始恢复这个真理，告诉我们看见这个国度在教会以外关于国度的这件事情。
And such brethren as J.N. Darby and others saw clearly that the kingdom was something separate or different than the church.
像达尔比他就看见了国度是一个跟教会不一样的东西。
Now, from the reformers' point of view, you can see why this matter of who the virgins are is such a problem.
我们知道为什么对改革中的这些人来讲，他们在解释这个童女的时候会有这样的问题。
Because if the kingdom and the church are the same,
如果国度和教会是同一个东西
，then there's only two options: you're either saved or you're lost.
所以只有两个选择，你或者得救了，或者没有得救。
And when it came to this matter of rewards.
当国度需要有奖赏的时候
，How can you take rewards too seriously？
你怎么可以把这个奖赏看得那么重
？Because everybody who's saved is going to heaven。
因为每一个真正得救的人都要去天堂的。
Is going to be raptured。
他们都要被提的。
Is going to the judgment seat and receive rewards。
他们都要来到审判台前来接受奖赏。
Only non-Christians could be thrown out。
只有那些非基督徒，他们被扔到门外去。
You see, so it does not make sense. This kingdom matter.
对他们来讲，讲到国度的这件事情，其实不怎么
make sense. But when the kingdom was revealed, it recovered again to the understanding of Scripture.
当弟兄会的弟兄们把这个国度的真理恢复了以后
，and it certainly was recovered and understood in Matthew and the Book of Revelation.
在马太福音和启示录里边，这个意义被恢复。
Then it was seen that there is a great issue of rewards or loss.
所以我们就看见关于得救，关于得奖赏和受损失这件事情， 是非常严重。
But that reward for loss was not a matter of losing one's salvation, but it was a matter of losing your inheritance in the kingdom age.
所以这个损失并不是失去你的救恩，而是在国度的里面你没有得到这个奖，你应该得到的奖赏。
Our Lord Jesus is coming back to set up His kingdom here on earth.
我们的主耶稣基督要回到地上，在地上设立他的国度。
If you have been faithful, you will enjoy.You are reigning together with our precious Lord during this wonderful time.
如果你是一个忠心有见识的仆人，你就会非常享受那段时间，要跟我们的主一同坐在地上。
But if somebody who is a Christian is unfaithful,
但是那些不忠心的基督徒
they will lose their inherited right to rule and reign with the Lord during that kingdom age.
他们就会在国度的里面失去他们得产业的这个权利。
But that does not mean they lose their salvation.
这并不是意味着他们要失去他们的救恩。
They belong to the Lord Jesus.
他们仍然属于主耶稣基督。
But the Lord is disciplining His children.
但是我们的主在管教他的儿女。
Now this also explains why you and I are going through so much shaking now.
这也解释了为什么你和我现在都在经历这个震动。
Aren't you glad the Lord is shaking us?
你是不是很高兴主现在就开始来震动了
？So that we can repent and be ready.
所以我们就可以悔改，我们就可以预备好。
Because He wants to enter into the joy of the Lord for us.
因为他愿意我们都进入到他的喜乐里边。
So He's shaking things out of our hands that are preventing us from being ready.
所以他就在这边摇我们的手，把那些阻拦我们进到国土里边的东西给摇去。
His judgments are a mercy.
他的审判对我们来讲是一个怜悯。
That we might be ready.
我们。因此可以预备好。
And so we see these five wise virgins.
所以我们看见这五个聪明的童女。
Why are they wise?
为什么他们聪明呢？
Because they're ready.
因为他们预备好。
And these five foolish virgins.
这五个愚拙的童女。
Why are they foolish?
为什么他们愚拙呢？
They're not ready.
他们没有预备。
But the foolish virgins must be Christians.
但是这些愚拙的童女必须是基督徒。
Now why do we say that?
为什么我们这么说呢？
Now please, I give you all this. If you disagree, fine. You must understand this scripture as the Lord gives you.
我必须要告诉你们这个，这你们不能啊同意也没关系。
Now nowhere in the Bible do you find unbelievers called virgins.
在没有任何一个地方在圣经里边，你可以看见非基督非信徒被称为童女。
Now nowhere can you imagine unbelievers rising up to meet the bridegroom.
没有一个地方你可以看见那些没有信主的人，他们能够起来迎接。
And you can only imagine that a Christian would be a virgin would hold a lamp as a light.
我们
The virgin has a lamp as the light of the world.
我们看见只有童女，他们拿这个灯能够成为世界的光。
And all the virgins had oil.
所有的这些童女都有油。
We know that oil is speaking of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个油是说到圣灵。
It'd be strange to say an unbeliever has a lamp full of oil.
如果一个人没有信主，他不可能有这样的一个灯盛装的圣灵。
But the main thing is that there would be no unbelieving virgin who would hear the shout that the Lord is coming back.
也没有这些没有信主的所谓童女，他们能够听见这个喊声说主回来了。
And here they all arise. They say, "Oh, let's get ready. Here we come."
每个人都起来说，哦，他要来了，我们都来预备好了。
Well, then, we have to look at this matter of what the difference was between the two.
我们必须要来这边看见这两种人的区别。
It all had to do with the oil.
所有的事情都关系到这个油。
All ten virgins fell asleep.
所有十个童女都睡着。
So it's okay. You can sleep.
所以睡觉也没关系。
You don't have to stay up and never go to bed until Jesus comes back.
你们不必要整夜不睡觉，直到主回来。
Now there's many interpretations. Some think this is a parable about those who were faithful, who were Christians, and they fell asleep, meaning they passed away. However you take it, all the virgins did the same.
有很多人解释说，这就意味着他们有些基督徒已经去世了。无论怎样解释，这边他们都睡着了。
But the wise virgins have reserves of oil.
但是这个愚聪明的童女，她们有保留有油。
And they were prepared.
她们预备好。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to make a very simple application of this.
我要很简单的把这个应用在我们身上。
I'm going to put this.
我要这样子来说。
If you are a Christian and you're just living for today,
如果你是一个基督徒，但是你只是为今天而生活
，you take God's grace for today.
你就为了今天领受神的恩典。
You know you should have a devotion, so you open your Bible, you get 5 minutes. What's the word? Say, ah, okay, Lord, help me. Bye bye. Amen.
我觉得你应该灵修，所以就打开圣经，读五分钟的圣经，然后说主，我做完了，再见。
Now the Lord gives you His grace.
主实在是也给了你这份恩典，对吗
？Because the Lord loves you.
因为主爱你。
You have enough oil for today.
你今天有今天够用的油。
Maybe you go to work or you go to school, and while you're there, something comes up and you remember the verse that you read.
也许你走到工作的时候，你一件事情发生了，你突然想起来今天读到的圣经。
The Lord is faithful.
所以主就拯救了。
No Christian can say the Lord has not given me grace for today.
没有一个不信主的人说主今天把恩典给我。
But then there's some Christians who are storing up oil.
但是还有一些基督徒，他们在那边把油存起来。
The first guy.We have this American expression, they are flying by the seat of their pants. They're just running, unprepared, doing
things.
But there are others who prepare their hearts.
但是有另外的一些人，他们在那边预备他们的心。
Who place things in their heart.
他们把他们的心里面要放一些东西。
I believe that the primary illustration of this ten virgin parable for us.
我相信能够把这个十个童女的比喻能够很好的说明出来的一件事
is this. While you're going to work, while you're going to school, while you're raising the children.
当你去学校，当你去上班，当你在家里教养。
We all have to do these things.
我们都要做这些事情。
You don't live a life where you don't do anything but just read your Bible and pray.
你不是只是读圣经、祷告就完了。
We all have things to do.
我们都有事情要做。
But in your doing,
在你做的时候
，do you spend time with the Lord?
你有没有花时间跟主在一起
？I believe this is a matter of the heart's devotion.
我相信这是关于我们心里边是不是在亲近主。
How do you store things up in your spiritual life?
你如何的在你的属灵的生活里头来积攒
？If we go to the Lord this morning in the time of devotion,
如果今天早上灵修的时候，你到主的跟前去
，and we read a scripture,
然后我们读一些圣经
，and the Lord speaks to us,
然后主对我们说话
，we say thank you, Lord.
我们说主感谢
，thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典
，thank you for forgiving my sin.
谢谢你赦免我的罪
，Lord, help me to.
主啊，今天来帮助。
Now we all do that.
我们都做这些事情。
But some,
但是有些人
，they just linger another moment.
他们会再多待一段时间。
They say, Lord, how I love you.
他们会说主啊，我真是很爱你。
You always take care of yourself.
你总是满足我的需要。
And I know that you just love to do this. And Lord, I just want to.Thank you again.
我知道主，你总是做这些事情，所以我想再跟你说谢谢你。
And before you just run off to what you have to do for the day, you just spend a little time just to give back to the Lord that which you gave to you.
就在你要起身去做你自己要做的事情的时候，你再耽误一点点的时间，然后再把主所给你的恩典来向他表示。
There's a strange mystery about the things the Lord gives us.
关于主所赐给我们的事情，有这样的一个很奇特的一个奥秘。
They become our treasure.
它会成为我们的宝贝。
Whenever the Lord speaks to you or answers prayer or helps you,
当主帮助你或者回答了你的祷告，或者对你说
，These are things we should treasure.
这些是我们要把它积攒起来的。
When we have seen the Lord,
当我们看见了
，seen something in the Word regarding the Lord,
当我们在神的话语里面看见了
，These are part of our treasure.
这就是这个宝贝的一部分。
How do we keep that treasure?
我们如何的来持守这些宝贝？
Interesting.
非常有趣。
Two things.
两件事。
We have to guard.
我们必须要来保守这些宝贝。
In 2 Timothy 1:14.
提摩太二后书第一章第十四节。
Paul tells Timothy, guard through the Holy Spirit the treasure that has been given.
保罗告诉提摩太，你要借靠着圣灵持守所给予你的这些宝贝。
Now some treasures, some versions call it the good deposit.
有些版本说到是这个好的这个deposit.
But the Lord has given you something of Himself.
主把他自己的一部分给了你。
You see, in the answer, in the healing, in the provision, the Lord always gives you Himself.
你知道，在主回答我们的祷告、对我们说话、医治我们，在这些过程里头，主把他一部分自己给了我。
But if you don't guard and treasure those things, you know the enemy can steal them away. The next thing you know, you forget all the things the Lord has done for you.
当主所有这些给我们的恩典、为我们所做的事情，这些仇敌都想把他们夺去。
So you treasure them in your heart.
所以我们在我们的心里面要把他们牢牢地守。
But you know, even our heart forgets.
你知道，甚至我们的心有些时候都会忘掉。
That's why Paul says in the same verse, the same section.
所以保罗在同样的那段圣经里面提到，
I know whom I believe, and am persuaded he is able to keep that which I commit back to him against the day of his return.
我知道我所信的是谁，也知道他能保守凡我所交托他的，直到那日。
When we receive something from the Lord,
当我们从主那边领受到一些东西，
we linger just a moment.
我们就在那边单言一段的时候，
Thank you, Lord, for this treasure.
我们就感谢主为了这个宝贝。
I place this treasure back in your hands.
我把这个宝贝再交还在你的手中。
Keep it, Lord, against the day of your return.
主，我们就保守它，直到你回来的日子。
This is how we store up treasure.
这是我们如何的能够在那边积攒这个宝贝。
Are you storing up
things? 你是不是在那边积存这些宝贝
？Is it more than just I need something and the Lord gave me something?
是不是你只是说主我需要这个，然后主就给你
？Did you see the Lord was in that thing he gave
you? 你有没有看见主他自己在他给你的这些事情的东西里面
？Spend that moment, perhaps in tears, thanking him for his mercy.
你愿不愿意就在那个时刻里面？感谢他，用你的眼泪来感谢他。
You see, it's this storing up the oil. It is costly.
在这边积攒那个油这件事情是需要付代价。
The foolish virgins had to go and buy.
这些愚拙的他们要去买。
The wise virgins also had to purchase.
这些聪明的他们也要花代价来买。
Not with money.
不是用钱。
Not with words.
也不是靠行为，
but with the extravagance of the heart and first love,
而是靠着这个起初的爱，在我们的心中这个满意的爱。
Oh, we could talk a long time about the extravagance of the heart and first love.
我们可以花很多的时间来讲到这个起初的爱，它是如何的愿意来付出。
We love the Lord and we miss Him so.
如果我们不爱神的话，我们会失去很多东西。
You know, some of our dear women and their children back home are missing the soldiers that are out in Iraq.
我们是不是在想念我们的主？我有很多军人的家属，他们在想念他们在伊拉克的亲人。
Thank God, because of modern technology, they get emails every day, get phone calls every day.
感谢主，因为这个现在的科技，他们可以每天用这个。电话，然后用电邮来联络。
But you know these things are not enough.
我们知道这些事情并不能真的满足。
They want their husband or wife home.
他们愿意他们的配偶、他们的亲人回来。
How extravagant is your love for the Lord?
你向着主的爱是一种什么样的情形
？How much do you think about it when you don't need to be thinking about it?
你多花多少的时间在想念他，当你没有办法想他的时候？
We always have our example in David.
我们经常的用大卫来做一个比方。
He had a perfect heart.
他实在是有一个完全的心。
We always wonder how he knew what to do.
我们经常的惊奇，他怎么知道要做那些事情？
You know, this is a mystery to me.
对我来讲，这是个奥秘。
He became a king.
他成为了王。
The first thing he said was, "We must take Jerusalem."
他成为王以后，第一件事情就是说，我们必须要攻占耶路撒冷。
How did he know?
他怎么知道
？Where did it say in the Bible you should take Jerusalem?
圣经上什么地方告诉他说你要去攻占耶路撒冷？
Never said.
从来没有说。
The law never said Jerusalem.
这个律法从来没有提到这件事。
He just said God wants a home.
他只是说到神要有一个家。
He chose a place for his home.
他为他的家选择了一个地方。
David must have spent a lot of time thinking about God's home.
大卫一定是花了很多的时间在那边思想神的家。
He must have kind of taken his mind and eye and gone over the various cities of Israel. I wonder what home God is really wanting.
他也许花了很多的时间用他的心眼来观察以色列全地，想知道到底神愿意什么地方来建。
There was no prophet who told him Jerusalem.
没有任何一个先知告诉他在耶路撒冷。
Nor did King Saul before him have any idea where God's home would be.
在他之前的扫罗王也没有任何的，也不知道任何关于何处建立神的。
So how did David know?
大卫怎么知道？
Extravagant heart.
就是他这个充满的爱的心。
Lingering with God, wondering about the word of God, asking God questions. I wonder where this place is that you've determined.
花时间跟神在一起，询问神到底什么地方要成为你。
Oh, this is the extravagance of the waste of the woman who poured out the oil on Jesus' feet.
这就是那个女人，当她把香膏打碎，浇垫在主的脚上，所表达的这种铺张性的爱。
His readiness is not just serving in the household of God.
你知道预备建筑。不是只是在神的家中服侍就够了。
There is some exercise of the godliness that is done in the secret place.
而是在一些隐秘之处来操练进取。
There was no apparent difference between the foolish virgins and the wise virgins.
这个愚拙的童女和聪明的童女并没有很明显的区别。
Until the return, until the bridegroom came.
直到这位新郎回来。
And then suddenly, one had reserves.And one had nothing.
突然你会发现有些人他们有积存的油，有些人一点都没有。
That's the testimony of your life.
这个是不是你生命的一个见证呢？
You have grace for today, but nothing left over.
你只有为了今天而有的恩典，再没有任何的存留。
Or have you been storing up?
或者你已经也在积存。
Do you have secrets with the Lord?
你有没有在隐秘处与神相交？
You know, we only found out after Charles Spurgeon died that he had a special nickname for Jesus.
只是在斯布珍去世以后，我们才发现他有一个秘密的给主耶稣起的一个绰号。
Those who were close around the brother Spurgeon, they knew this word.
当然，只有那些靠近他、跟他很亲密的朋友才知道这个词。
But Brother Spurgeon, only in the secret of his devotion time or upon his knees in lonely prayer.
斯布珍弟兄只是在他单独与主相交的时候，在他密室里。
Something, a relationship of intimacy between he and his Lord.
在他与主亲密的相交的那个关系里头，在他和他的主之间。
So in this intimacy, when he prayed, he wouldn't say Jesus, he said, Yes.
所以在他最亲密的时候，他不说 Jesus， 他是说耶稣。
He used the name he never used in public when he was preaching.
当他在讲道的时候，他从来没有这样公开的来用这个词。
I don't know how he came to that.
我不知道他是怎么样知道。
But it was precious.
但是对他来讲是十分宝贵。
Do you have secrets with the Lord?
你有没有在主面前的秘密
？Things between you and me.
只有你和主之间才有的那个秘密。
Moments where you laugh together or cry together.
也许那个时刻只有你跟神一起欢笑，或者在那边流泪。
You know, our readiness is not just a matter of us working.
你知道我们预备好不只是我们要做工。
Is our heart ready for kingdom?
我们的心有没有预备好迎接国度的到来？
What a shame if we were all busy.
当我们就在那边忙碌的时候，我们是应该蒙何等的羞辱。
But he found no virgins here on this earth who had time, extra time, extravagant time to spend with him.
他在地上找不到这样的童女，他们愿意花出这个多余的时间来为他。
Truly, this is a matter of oil and it's a matter of the Spirit of God.
这实在是一个关于我们神圣灵的这件事情。
But it's not as usually when we think of being filled with the Spirit as if we receive some power, some ability to do things.
但是这个不同于我们经常所说的被圣灵充满，就是我们得到能力去为神做这做那的这件事。
But if Jesus were to come back tonight,
但是如果耶稣今天晚上就回来，
is your Spirit full of His oil?
你的灵里头是不是充满他的膏油？
Have you got reserves in case he delays?
你有没有积存一些圣灵的膏油，以至于来预备他要是迟延的话
？Fullness in spirit,
灵里充满。
So the Spirit of God is working upon us, strengthening us within.
这样的圣灵也是这样的来做工，来充满我们的心灵，来坚固。
Building that vessel that can contain all this extra oil.
来建造这个器皿，它可以来承受更多的。
When everything is going well, we can live by simple grace.
当所有的事情都很平顺的时候，我们就可以靠着简单的恩典来生活。
But in the last days, when things are shaking,
但是在末后的这个时代，当每一件事情都被震动的时候
，You may find you need some reserves.
你也许会发现，你确实需要积存一些高。
Interesting and difficult times, who stands and who falls?
这是一个非常有趣，也是非常困难的时刻。有些人要站立，有些人要跌。
Many times a shaking comes, and those we thought would stand crumble, but they have nothing.
很多的时候，当这个震动来到的时候，有些我们认为会站住的人，他们却倒下去。
Strangely, those who seem weak have reserves.
很奇怪，有些我们认为很软弱的人，他们却站立。
Oh, the Lord is coming closer.
我们的主已经越来越近了，国度就要来到。
Will we be ready?
我们是不是能预备好为着他呢？
These foolish virgins, they love the bridegroom so.
这愚拙的童女们，她们也同样爱这个新郎。
But they couldn't enter into the joy of the feast.
但是她们却没有办法进到这个喜乐的婚宴。
Perhaps too busy enjoying their lives at the present time, they stored nothing up for the future.
也许他们太过于尽情地享受现在的时光，以至于不为将来有任何的积存。
The world is laying upon us busier and busier and faster lives.
这个世界就让我们能够忙一点，再忙一点，再快一点。
But are you living and storing up something for the future?
但是你是不是活在这样的一种光景里头？你要为将来积存呢？
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们
and shake us,
也来震动我们
and help us to prepare this reservoir.
然后帮助我们来预备这个库容库容器。
Lord grant us repentance.
愿主能够让我们悔改
and the extravagance of first love.
能够让我们能够有这个充满了起初的爱。
This alone satisfies.
只有这样的爱能够让我们主的心得到满足。我们一起祷告。
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Oh, we thank you, Lord, that your kingdom promise of coming is so precious.
主啊，我们感谢你，你所应许的国度降临将是何等的美好。
Soon you will reclaim this globe and set it in order.
很快就要回来重掌王权，要把一切的秩序恢复。
Oh Lord, we want to be there.
主啊，我们愿意也在那个地方。
We want to be part of this precious banquet.
我们实在是愿意与这个宝贵的筵席有份。
So we examine our hearts before thee.
所以我们在你的面前来省察我们的心。
We come to you before all hearts are open.All secrets.
我们到你的面前来，打开我们的心，所有的秘密都呈现在你的面前。
Oh God, give us a heart.
神啊，给我们一颗心情。
That desires your coming.
那能够盼望你的回来。
And ready us for that day.
让我们能够预备好为的那一天。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。阿门。